From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The United States may soon have an intellectual property czar. Yesterday, President Bush signed into law a controversial bill that creates a cabinet-level position to coordinate law enforcement's fight against copyright pirates, or as the bill's critics say, against lots of regular citizens. It's called the Pro-IP Bill, IP for intellectual property, and the legislation was pushed hard by the entertainment industry to counter the threat posed by the Internet to record sales, movies, and other forms of intellectual property. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
When Democrat Patrick Leahy argued for the bill on the Senate floor, he called it one of the most important pieces of legislation he'd ever authored. Leahy says it will help protect American jobs.
We're the envy of the world for the quality, the quantity of our innovative and creative goods and services. And if we want to continue to lead the world in producing intellectual property, we need to protect Americans' rights in that property.
That property is worth a lot of money.
The main thing about money, bud, it makes you do things you don't want to do.
Or as another character in the film Wall Street put it, when you've had money and lost it, it can be much worse than never having had it at all. The unauthorized internet traffic in movies and music is costing the entertainment industry billions of dollars a year, according to Dan Glickman of the Motion Picture Association of America.
We're finding that piracy of movies and music is becoming increasingly more sophisticated and in many cases involve organized crime type of syndicates that are often worldwide. They use the internet. The profit margins are enormous.
So Glickman and other entertainment industry lobbyists push for a bill to include the creation of a White House-level position to coordinate intellectual property enforcement. That includes a wide range of interests: movies, music, television, pharmaceuticals, the fashion industry, and agencies that cover them, the U.S. Trade Representative, the Department of Homeland Security, the State Department, the Department of Justice. The DOJ forcefully opposed several provisions of the bill. In a letter to Congress, it said it didn't need what some call an intellectual property czar at the White House. California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren says she understands DOJ's concerns, and she voted against the bill.
For them to be forced to divert resources from the drug cartels and organized crime and mortgage fraud and investigating and prosecuting the pirates on Wall Street to copyright enforcement, they objected to that.
Originally, the DOJ had even more objections to the bill. An earlier version contained a provision authorizing the Justice Department to take on civil cases and collect damages for private copyright holders. It's something the DOJ has never done before. In its strongly worded letter, the DOJ told Congress that civil cases should be left to the people who own the copyrights, and it did not want its staffers to become, quote, pro bono lawyers for industry. In this case, the industry that would have used them certainly has enough money to hire its own lawyers and bill collectors. Fortune's Global 500 lists the entertainment industry as the seventh most profitable in the world. According to the Center for Public Integrity, the entertainment industry is the 11th biggest campaign contributor in the U.S. Last year, it threw some $20 million into lobbying Congress. And that's how legislators managed to pass this bill when they couldn't agree on an economic rescue package, says Gigi Sohn of the public interest group Public Knowledge.
During an election year, they can twist enough arms of a Congress that is considering critical legislation to repair the financial institutions of this country and still get a bill that satisfies their pecuniary needs.
The final bill does not give the industry everything it wanted. The civil suit provision was stripped from the legislation, but Sohn and other critics are still concerned about a provision that would permit the government to seize the assets of anyone connected with the unauthorized sharing of intellectual property. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, who represents Silicon Valley, says that might include the internet service provider being used by some kid uploading copies of songs.
The government could go in and seize the network of the ISP, or they could say to the ISP, you give us all the information about all of your subscribers, or else we will take all of your network.
The White House had voiced concerns about the bill, but given the overwhelming majority with which it passed Congress, it seems the president decided to sign it. Laura Seidel, NPR News.